Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the feast of our Holy Father Francis, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and longtime preacher on this podcast. Her preaching today is entitled Sobering Thoughts.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said to them, "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. You will go down to the netherworld. Whoever listens to you, listens to me. Whoever rejects you, rejects me. And whoever rejects me, rejects the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. In today's Gospel reading, Jesus is teaching and preparing the apostles for their ministry. He tells them that whoever receives them is receiving the message of Jesus, and whoever rejects them is rejecting Jesus and the Father who sent him. These words of Jesus can be applied to us today as well. Although we don't have an apostle approaching us with the message of Jesus, we are encountering people who have something to teach us about God throughout our daily lives. In God's providence, every occasion can be an occasion of grace for us. When we are open to accepting each person we encounter, we are accepting a message from Jesus. When we are accepting Jesus and the one who sent him. We may be standing in line at the checkout at the grocery store and happen to look up and have our eyes meet with another person's and just smile. That is an expression of acceptance and goodwill. If we believe that what we do to our neighbor is considered done for Christ, then a simple gesture is not only a positive action for the person, but also an act of love for Christ. We may be on our way to perform some errand and happen to meet an acquaintance who is not in a hurry and seems to very much need to have some conversation. When we make ourselves available and listen, we are accepting the message in Christ. When we share a cup of coffee or give someone a glass of water, we are not only reaching out to that person, but we are offering this kindness to Christ. And when we notice someone who is very annoying to us and we see them approach and don't try to avoid that person, but greet him and believe that this person is also a child of God, we are accepting the message and accepting Christ. It may be this very person who is helping us to develop the virtue of patience. This is the positive response we hope to make when we are invited to accept the message of Christ, Jesus himself, and the Father. But the message today speaks about those who do not listen, who reject the message. What far-reaching effects come about from our ordinary daily lives? We have many opportunities to listen to God and to listen to his message in our daily lives. We have the freedom to choose to accept or reject God's invitation to embrace his message and live it out in our ordinary daily life. Dear ever-present God, you are constantly inviting me to come closer to you and to respond to you. Help me to recognize the many ways you offer me to grow in my awareness of your love for me. Help me to see each person who comes into my life as an instrument of your grace, no matter what the disguise may be. I ask this in Jesus' name, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.